Welcome to the Dirty Hair Podcast, where no topic is off the table.
I don't know if you know this, but I've got like 3,000 followers on Facebook. I'm kind of famous.
The ladies break it down in a makeup and judgment-free zone. Your hosts, Melissa Rycroft.
Maxim's Hot 100? You're such a babe!
Here's the thing, in Maxim, I was number 99.
And Courtney Dehoff.
Shut up. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell a very important story.
So sit back, relax, and take off that bra.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right. Welcome back to the Dirty Hair Podcast. We're having some fun today. We have brought in another one of our really good friends. Her name is Alex Cohen. She's a fashionista, if you will, but we're not talking fashion. We are talking women. Women empowering other women. Unfortunately, the cases where women discourage women too, right? You know, we are three strong-willed women and we have encountered a lot of that stuff in our lives. And I feel like we posted something on social media, got a lot of reaction from you guys and thought this was worth having a discussion about. A fun discussion, but a discussion nonetheless, right?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. We're super excited to have Alex here. Styled by Cohen, obviously a stylist, but yeah, just has always been one to really build up and empower women. So I have a lot to say. I have so much to say. But let's go ahead and let's get started. What do you guys think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's jump in. So we had people writing in and things, and I know I've experienced a lot of this in the workplace. So do you want to start maybe talking about women building other women up and even tearing other women down in the workplace? So I read something interesting yesterday. Of 2 million people surveyed, the most important thing at work, where you spend 40% of your life, that's a huge portion of your life. The most important thing at work is not salary, but making one friend. So 2 million people
this
surveyed.
This is according to like women that they talk to?
Yes,
they would
according
rather...
to women. And I'm a journalist, I should know better. I didn't write down where the survey came from or anything, but just know it's correct.
It's a good fact.
It was on, actually my mother texted it to
good
me,
fact.
I don't know. And Mel, I can honestly say this, you know, without you and some of the other girls at work, I would not have survived this job.
Yeah.
I think it's so important to have not only the women at work who build you up, but the women outside of work. And Alex, you are, I mean, oh my God, poor Alex. I call Alex and I'm like, listen to what happened today at work. And she's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. You got this. You know, but I think it's so crucial to have other women to bounce stuff off of.
I know, but have you noticed that a lot of the times when you have another woman you can bounce things off of, it's because you're probably complaining about the actions of another woman.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
100%.
Is that fair to say that?
100%. Or somebody else in the workplace, the friend that you have not made and whatnot. So I feel like it's so important to have those friends.
First of all, you have such a sexy voice.
Doesn't she?
Your podcast material.
I wasn't even listening. I was just like, whoa, Demi Moore just walked in.
Hello. She's very beautiful like Demi too.
Sorry, I interrupted. Go back.
So it is so important to have a friend that you can balance that up. Now you got me thinking about Demi Moore now.
Oh, it's true though.
We love you, Demi. Call us.
And so whenever Courtney does call me, we always try and think of ideas that we can better the situation, though, because that is very important, and you don't want to go into the next workday or the next thought being negative. And so I'm always like, okay, how can we turn this situation into a positive? What can we do to make something good come from it? So, I mean, I always think it's very important to have that, like, soundboard, and you, like, Courtney calls me all the time and is like, oh, this is what happened. You know, I'm like, all right, well, we're going to fix this.
See, that's such a great mentality. Like, I don't have that mentality. I wish I could because it makes your life so much better. The thing I've found at work is that you have to be there, you know, and you have
unfortunately.
But you know what I mean? Like, you look at other situations in your life going, if we don't get along, we don't have to hang out. It's not a big deal. At work, it's like arranged marriages for 8 hours a day, and you're there. And you can either choose to not get along. But here's my question. When you're on the receiving end of it, and you're on the receiving end of it for a long time, these are a lot of comments that we got, that there are issues at work either with bosses, with coworkers. It's like this competitive, toxic environment. How long do you just sit and go, okay, let's keep making a better, let's keep a positive attitude before it breaks you down?
Yeah, it's so interesting. that you say it. I have a book in front of me, and this book was actually given to me almost 6 years ago by a female coworker. And I was going through, I mean, like, business is business, you know, it can be really low when it's low. And it was struggling with women in the office. So 6 years ago, I still read this book. It's written by Mika Brzezinski, who is the co-host of Morning Joe on MSNBC. She's actually reissuing it in April of this year, adding some things, which I think just goes to show this was a problem 6 years ago.
Still a problem.
It's still a huge problem. Yeah, but one of the things that she says in the book, and I have all these, like, I'm super highlighted. This book is highlighted, but I love this book. It's called Knowing Your Value, Women, Money, and Getting What You're Worth. But she says in her book, the most painful and least constructive confrontations I've had in my career have been with women. And she says, ladies, we should be ashamed of ourselves. In the highest levels of business, we are our own worst enemies. Here's the kicker. Before we can fix this problem, we first have to admit it.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what we were just talking about. We have to, rather than just, like you said, Mel, it gets to a point where enough is enough.
You just want to wave your white flag and say, I'm going to quit my job.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Like, do we approach the other woman in the office and say, listen, you know, obviously handling it like an adult, don't let your emotions, like, don't, and Mika talks about this in her book, like, she at one point screams at her boss and tried to go in and, like, she was negotiating her salary, and she said, I tried to negotiate like a man, and I said the F word, and I was super harsh, and she said it totally backfired, because at the end of the day, we're not men, we have to interact differently, and she was interacting with a female boss. But what do you guys think? I mean, do we approach that other female in the office? Melissa looks at
Alex.
Just
want Alex to talk to because I like listening to her voice.
So.
Thanks. So I've actually never had a 9-to-5 job. My stuff is all client-based. I go in and I talk with my clients, and that's kind of my interaction with them, and we build each other up that way. Now, sometimes I do work at a studio where it is very women prominent, and we do have issues here and there, just, you know, like cattiness, people talking about things and kind of trying to overcome and be better. And I, for me personally, I'm all about approaching things head on. Yeah. It's just how I get it done. I'm like, all right, well, this is happening. Let's put it at the forefront.
So you confront the situation.
I do. I do very much.
She's laughing. Is there a situation that I'm not aware of?
No, I'm laughing because I had a situation just recently at work. And you know, it wasn't a blow up, but I was the same way. I'd had enough.
You had built up for months and months.
It was a build up.
But there's a way to approach it also, because
not the way I approach it.
You need to take a deep breath sometimes before you pull the trigger.
Yeah. Not the way I approached it.
Like, sometimes I will just be like, hey, what's the issue? Let's talk about it. How can we fix this? Can we fix this? If so, let's go this way. If not, well, we're going to go this way.
Well, so here's that, going back to the workplace, and a lot of people don't, you know, they are in the 9-to-5 position. You can't quit. You have that confrontation and go, we are not getting anywhere. This person is my superior. What am I supposed to do? And you start going, is it, as women, do we feel like we need to bow our feathers to, is it, if I need to put you down so that I feel like I shine more? Have we always been competitive? It's just, it's a really interesting dynamic to think of, going, we have guys that we work with that they're fine.
Yeah.
They come just in, they do their thing, and they go.
Amidst the drama. Exactly. The men just are happy as clams, and it's very... It's not a secret that women are just wired completely different than men. And Mel and I were talking about this before we started recording today. I said, man, I just wish I could have the mentality of some of our male coworkers. Like, just come in, they're happy, they're thankful to be there. They come in, do their job. You know, I come in and it's just a million different things. You know, different people whispering to each other. And it just, it gets, you know, it gets exhausting. And I think for me personally, and it, this isn't, I like, I don't want to say the solution I found, because it's not a solution. I still worry about it. I still don't sleep at night. It still keeps me up. But I have finally had to just really focus on working on Courtney. And by that, anything I can do when I come home, whether it's I don't know how to meditate. I hear it's super helpful. I can meditate for about 0.5 seconds before I'm off to doing something else. But anything you can do, whether it's working out or reading, you know, a good devotional, like sometimes I have found I, like, it was killing me. And I mean, Melissa knows this, like I'm still not, but it just, because at the end of the day, your mental and physical health is not worth, and I get it. I need a paycheck to pay my rent and feed myself. So I get it. I don't have kids at home to feed, but I can only imagine how hard it would be to go into a job every day that you must have, that you cannot lose, and deal with people like that. But for me, yeah, it's having to find things in my outside life to do on my own when you guys aren't here. Because you women, like you, my friends, are really the only thing that keeps me going, you know, at the end of the day. I know I have you guys, which I think goes back to the having a woman in the workplace to talk to, but also having women outside of the workplace.
Yeah, just friends in general.
Yeah, like, aren't a part of that situation.
Right. Let me pick, and that's why Alex is so great for you, because I'm in it with him.
Exactly.
So we have our own. When we go, we can bounce off of each other, and we almost fire each other up in that sense. And then Alex can come in and go, stop the dramatics.
Exactly.
Y'all take a deep breath, and we can realize it's not that bad. You know, I look at who I am, though, and I'm going, I like to be liked. And that's a flaw. And I know that's not how you should go through life, but I have always made a point in everything that I have done. And I've done some crazy female competitive stuff. Cowboys cheerleader, competitive as all get up. I was on The Bachelor with 20 women competing for a man.
Very competitive.
And I enjoyed those experiences. I've never dealt until, you know, past couple years with feeling like women were not happy for successes that I had had. And I don't know whether my attitude has changed a little bit. Maybe I've grown and I've done the whole, I'm not putting up with that crap that I didn't have when I was younger. But I'm definitely a people pleaser. And if I know somebody is angry with me or if I know somebody doesn't like me, it bothers me. Mm-hmm. Like, it bona fide really, really bothers me.
No, I'm the same way. I'm a little, and you both know me well enough, you can attest to this. I want people to like me until I reach my limit. And then when I reach my limit, game on. Because I was raised, you know, like in that ranching,
hard. A bunch of men and stuff. Right?
I grew up around, which was wonderful. I grew up around a bunch of men. And even to this day, you know, that's why sometimes I like hanging out with men more than women. Not you guys, of course.
Of course.
No,
yes.
Of course.
But, you know, I was always the girl who had more, just as many guy friends as girlfriends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And part of it was because there was no drama. Like, it was just, like,
don't they always say, fun. Never trust a girl that doesn't have any girlfriends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
I've always heard that.
Yep.
I have lots of girlfriends. I'd like to just point that out.
But she doesn't have a boyfriend. But
no boyfriend. Well, that's a whole other podcast. Lord help us. But
we can't control how we react.
Exactly.
And that is
there's the
that
sexy
goes,
voice of reason coming in again.
God, is that you?
And that goes back to leading with, like, girl bosses and how do we change the way we think, because we lead with emotions and anger and kind of what we're feeling at the moment, instead of being like, okay, this is the situation, how am I going to get ahead of it? You know, and so it's like, how do we balance that out in the workplace?
Right. Well, and it's different, you know, for women, just like Mika talks about in this book. That's what she, you know, the whole book is about getting what you're worth, and in all things, not only money, but she was talking about how she'd had enough. She went in to negotiate with her, I can't remember if it was a female or a male boss, but she decided she was going to go, and this is a classic, like, this is so, she was so ahead of her time.
Yeah.
Because she was making, you know, $8 million less than her co-host on the morning show. Well, he came to bat for her. Joe Scarborough came to bat for Mika. Well, now they're married. That's a whole thing.
But no way! Oh my gosh!
There was
I would hope her husband would go to bat.
There's a whole thing. You can research that on your own.
Read that book.
But she went in and negotiated, and she tried to negotiate like a man. Well, at the end of the day, that just doesn't work. She goes, they literally looked at me like, this crazy bee.
Yeah.
Well, if a man had walked in and said the same thing she said in the same tone, no, whatever. All right, let's make it happen. And that's what she talks about. We have to recognize that we can't go about things the same way that men can, whether it's negotiating a salary, whether it's dealing with people in the workplace.
What if you're reacting to women that think they have to act like men?
See,
to get in the workplace, because I feel like we've all dealt with women like that, that they there's this stigma that to be a boss woman, you gotta be tough and you gotta be hard. And Jessica Alba, who has the Honest brand, she has said, she's like, people think that I'm tough, you know, just because I have to be firm. And, you know, you see this really sweet exterior, but I get down to business and I've got a business to run.
Yeah.
So I think it is kind of a double standard of like, as a woman, I'm going to have to be strong. I'm going to have to bow my feathers and I'm going to have to take this stance just to compete with everybody else. And that unfortunately gets read wrong a lot.
Right.
When I was thinking about this topic, do you think social media plays a part in women? And I can see, Alex, you, for like on your Instagram, it's your job to make people look beautiful and outfits look beautiful. Do we as women feel pressure to put this best foot forward? I need to seem like I'm the smartest, most put together, most accomplished person so that everybody out there who's now judging me, who didn't used to judge me a few years ago, thinks that I'm this better package than I am. I mean, is that a big part in...
It's a huge part. And that's something that whenever I have my clients, whenever I'm with models, whenever I'm on set anywhere or with somebody, I always try and build them up more internally than externally. Because yes, of course, I'm going to make you look pretty exterior on the exterior. But it's all about how you feel on the inside that's going to actually make you present yourself better. Because we can walk into a room and be dressed great, but that doesn't mean anything if we don't feel good. And so I definitely think social media plays a huge part. I catch myself just going through social media being like, oh, I wish I had that. Oh, I wish I looked like that, or I was there, or what, you know, what am I doing? But I've actually now started... I've put down social media for a while because I'm like, no, like, this is who I am. I need to build myself up so that in turn I make my clients, the people who I'm around, feel just as good as I do inside. Because I think if you have a group of girls that just kills it in every single aspect of your life, like, we're all going to build each other up and do so much more than not.
Absolutely.
So,
right.
Well, and being around, like, I mean, even just the two of you, you know, like, two girls who are always just constantly doing something and hustling and, my gosh, just always doing cool things. That, to me, instead of being, well, we talked about this. We're all jealous. I think women are jealous by nature.
How but, can you not be?
Women, let's just admit it. We are jealous, jealous creatures. But the difference is, like, with the two of you, like, I'm jealous motivated almost. It's like, dang, I cannot believe Alex just got that client, or I can't believe Mel's on that show.
And you're always
happy. Gonna go hustle.
Like, I would be I could be so jealous for a campaign that you got, but be like, but I am so happy that you got that, and that is so cool.
Absolutely. But at the same time, I feel like it motivates me to, like, all right, if Alex can do it, I can do it. Like, I'm gonna hustle. I'm gonna, like, if
or
Melissa
I'm at
can
least
do
gonna
it,
ride her coattail.
Yeah, or I'm at least when Melissa gets her next famous show, I'm going with her. You know, like,
this, Courtney, really surprised, and it showed me, unfortunately, I think, who you had been around. When you and I met, we had known each other, what, like 3 months? We became fast friends. And she was looking for an agent in the industry. And I was like, oh, hey, I've got some names. Since you mind, you would have act like or thought that I gave her.
Oh my God!
Like,
I couldn't believe it.
She kept going. Yeah. Oh my God! Thank
I couldn't
you so
believe
much
it.
I gave you a contact. That's all I did.
Yeah.
But to her, that that meant something. I guess that you have not experienced necessarily in this industry.
I haven't.
Saying, here,
people
take this.
I mean, 6 years ago, I was reading this book. Like, I needed motivation 6 years ago. You know, but it. Talking to you, Melissa, and that's what you said, it's not always like this. And that's what gives me hope. Like, I've been at 3 jobs now that I've loved, and I love being on air, and I love, love, love what I do, but I've been at 3 jobs now where this women in the workplace has been a major issue. And I don't know, my mom, she finally goes, maybe you're the problem. I'm like, no, no. But, you know, I don't know if it's the age or if it's just my, like, point, place, and, like, whatever. But, and I've worked with some really, really great women in the last few years. I don't want to make it sound like everything's been horrible, but there's always been those couple people that just really make it hard to thrive. But thank gosh for, you know, people like you, Melissa, who give you that little
and
nugget
like
of faith.
Alex,
you don't count. I haven't decided about you. No, God, Alex like has been such a godsend. Like, geez, Louise, I would have definitely killed somebody by now.
But you have to surround. I mean, that's it goes back to you have to find those people that are willing to give without asking for anything in return. Mm-hmm. You know, and have those women mm-hmm. that build you up and who are on the same, not necessarily path, but have the same vision of like, we can do this, mm-hmm. you know? And then once you find that, you're just...
It should just be innate. You should just think, though, we should all just walk around and say, I know, right? It just it seems easier to do that than constantly be on the other side of scheming and being nasty.
And we've met a few people that called us out to, had invited us out to lunch. And totally sat there and took advantage of both of us. And we were like wait,
how?
What? We had no idea. And it was crazy because we're not used to that. We're very much used to surrounding ourselves mm-hmm. with people who are on this, you know, like I said, mm-hmm. same path. And having someone purposely invite us to lunch, try and get information, and then to tear you down only from that, like, it's so crazy.
Women are crazy, y'all.
Like... But it's like, how is that, why does that mm-hmm. exist and not more of
the other side?
The other side
well,
exists.
And you take that, and going back to social media, I have a side of it that y'all don't have yet, which is that mom shaming.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. is huge.
You, that's a, I see
you
it
go,
on your page.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
You go women to women going, we should build each other up. And uh-huh. then you go mom to mom going, I don't understand how there is not just another woman out there, another mother mm-hmm. out there who
yeah.
has her own children who is bashing me. And the way that I'm raising my children or a decision that I have made, and it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand that because I'm like, I look at other moms going, we're all just hanging on.
You're yeah, alive. I'm trying to survive.
Your
no
kids are dressed and fed. Yeah, I'm not judging anything. And so, yeah, that's taken on a whole new life for me in the last few years that I don't know. I don't even know how to respond. I'm like, I don't want to because I don't think you can win against people mm-hmm. like that when there's just people that want to tear you down mm-hmm. for no reason. It's almost more exhausting because I have a few times engaged back mm-hmm. and then I find myself wrapped up going, why do I care?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It started out defending myself and now it's just became a who's going to get the last word, and it's not even worth it.
It's not.
Yeah. It's so hard. Obviously, I know. It's so hard not to fight back. And that's always my first instinct. I try to do it very professionally and I try to make you feel stupid. Like, that's my, I'm going to teach this person.
Slightly passive aggressive.
This. But I think, you know, whether it's moms or, you know, single, whatever you may be, I think another thing that's very important is to not be afraid to cut people out of your life.
Yeah,
whether
huge.
These are friends you have been friends with since grade school, mm-hmm. if you need to cut them out, you have to do it. And I think that's key. And I saw somebody, I think they wrote on your page, Melissa, another mom who said, you know, I noticed that like once I had kids, my friends, like they just became different people. Like they, you know, I didn't know what to do. I became a different person. And I think, you know, you cannot be afraid to cut. And it's hard. It's hard to lose a friend. Mm-hmm. But you can't be afraid to cut those people out. You know, if they aren't supporting her and mm-hmm. her new family and her kids, then at the end of the day, they weren't your real friends.
Well, and I think we can all attest, the older you get and when your life changes, you really do find out why they say you only have a handful of good friends mm-hmm. that you go through life with. I know personally, when I kind of stumbled upon this industry, I found out who my real friends were real quick.
Sure.
I had people coming out of the woodwork who mm-hmm. I wasn't friends with. I also had those who were not happy for me. Mm-hmm. And I could tell. And I was like, you're supposed to be my... We were going through life together. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, you almost don't want me to succeed. And that's hard, right? Mm-hmm. To grow up with people who you think have your back to all of a sudden find out...
They don't.
They don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's hard. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the nature of women. I always try, and it's hard, but I always try to look at maybe another woman who's not treating me the way I think I should be treated or just being very whatever. And I, again, it's hard. I lose my S-H-I-T occasionally. But
hey,
I try to look at
PG podcast.
I try to always look at her and think, I don't... at the end of the day, you don't know what's going on in that person's
absolutely
life.
Absolutely.
And I always, yeah, it gets to a point where when I've had enough,
does
I've
that
had
give
enough.
People an excuse?
See, and we talk about this
we
a lot,
do.
Melissa. We always talk about, well,
Alex is giving us a face right now.
Well, she had a hard childhood, or maybe this was part of why she, or she's
you
single.
Made justifications for why somebody acts.
Yeah,
the way
and
do.
You finally. I remember you were like, no. You're like, no, I don't care what her childhood was like. There is no reason not to be supportive. Well, and it kind of opened my eyes to, like, I was almost making excuses for the other women to be jerks to us.
That's natural.
Yeah.
So I almost feel
and
bad
you were like,
for that
no.
person because,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know, I felt like that for a while. So finally I was like, that's not an excuse, though,
no.
to treat yeah. other people like they are mm-hmm. less than you when they're not. Nobody's mm-hmm. less than anybody around here.
Nope.
You know what I mean? We may be on a different acceleration path.
Yeah.
Whatever. But we're all the same.
Yep.
And when you don't have the human decency to treat people like
mm-hmm.
that, that's a screw wire incredible.
100% agree. Like, all we have in this world is to treat people with kindness and give back and, you know, do more for yourself and your friends around
mm-hmm.
you. That's all that matters, really, at the end of the day, is just be kind to other people. And if you cannot be kind, if you cannot kind of just be someone's cheerleader, then okay,
mm-hmm.
bye, next. That's okay. Go somewhere else, but you don't have to be rude or
you should
mean.
Go work in customer service somewhere.
You.
Oh, God. I just, yeah, I've said this before, like on blogs and stuff I've done, but I think our single greatest failure as women is not supporting other women.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes wonder, when I'm covering stories about like this Me Too movement and the gender pay gap and, you know, just all this, and I think, my God, maybe we're the problem. Maybe
women.
I think women might be the problem. Maybe we would have never gotten to this point if we hadn't, you know, supported each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing more powerful than women supporting each other.
100%.
Like, watch out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
100%.
Like, if you've got some powerful chicks behind you, like,
mm-hmm.
you can do anything.
But, yeah, because we share contact.
Mm-hmm.
We give support. We, like, calm somebody
mm-hmm.
down, or we, you know,
build
somebody
up. I still can't believe
up.
You shared your agent's number. Oh, my God. I just, well, and this goes back. This is another thing that women do. Part of the reason, and I always, and I try, and I've never even told you this, but I am so careful with you, Melissa, because you are my friend, and I care so much about you.
That you want to tell me how you really feel?
No. I don't ever want you, I'll tell you how I feel, trust me, you saw that. But I don't ever want you to feel like I'm using you.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
I've never felt
you know,
that.
But especially in like our industries,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've all experienced it, so I'm always very careful to like, you know, I don't want to ask. I would never ask, whatever. And I think that's another
mm-hmm.
female, like,
but I think
weird brain thing. Exactly.
Like
I should just ask
Alex and say, I've got a really big party. Would you mind helping me?
Well,
really?
When we get done, I want you to forward your phone contacts to me, please.
You
and
had
I'm gonna
my phone the other night. You were taking pictures of contacts.
And I'm going to, yeah, I was, but I didn't have a number yet. Now I'm going to get it since we're friends and I can just ask. But, you know, I think it's just like, we just need to get out of our own brains sometimes,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. I said this. Courtney and I actually got introduced through a mutual friend who is very much a girl boss and kind of lives that lifestyle of just head on, we're going to make it happen
yeah.
kind of woman.
It was a group text.
It was a
which
group text.
I
met.
Yeah, it
that
was a group text. And it said, this is Alex. Alex meet Courtney. Courtney meet Alex. Go be friends. And I was like, oh my God, like I don't even know this girl. What if she's like really cool? I remember, and she told me you were a stylist, and I went to meet her. I
did
sweated.
You wear a
I sweated about it. I wore, yeah. I was like all
did
dressed
you wear a
up. Oh my God, I was so nervous to like meet her. And like, I was just like, oh my God, what if she doesn't like me? Like, oh, it's gonna be so weird. Why did I even worry about it?
We became instant friends from that day on. And it was so great and I was so happy. But whenever she actually came to visit, her and I were having a conversation about you and I. And
oh,
just,
were you?
Just talking about it.
This is news to me.
And I told her, I will never not hang out with or be friends with strong, independent, driven women. Like, I have to surround myself with women who have a vision,
yeah.
who want better for this world, and
mm-hmm.
who just support each other. Because if not, then that's not going to benefit
yeah.
anybody.
It takes a lot of confidence, I think, to say that, too. Because I think
mm-hmm.
when you can be in a place as a woman where you're like, I'm happy with who I am
mm-hmm.
and what I have to offer
mm-hmm.
and my status in life, therefore, I'm not threatened. I'm not intimidated. Mm-hmm. None of those other things that when you take my confidence away, I probably dealt with. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it does kind of take a level of maturity that you have to get to where it's like, I really am fine. And if I help you out and you end up succeeding more than me, that's great.
Love it. I love that. Yeah, because then you're taking me with you.
That's right. You know, my coattail.
Melissa doesn't know this, but Alex and I are coming with her.
We are all getting in each other's suitcases. Yes. But that's the great thing about having a girl tribe.
That's about it.
That you find people that are there, you're ride or die, and if one person takes off, you get to go enjoy a little bit with them and be happy.
And it's so fun, even for that little moment. Then they go off and do more, and you're just like, yay!
Right. Yay, I'm gonna win! Yeah, and I just think, you know, there's just something to be said about when you find those few women in your life to just hold on to them so tight and just know, you know, we joke about riding your coattails, but like if you called me and you were like, hey, I just got a gig, I need someone to watch the kids for 5 days, like whatever, you know I'd be there. I'd be there. I'm good with kids. Don't laugh.
She's gonna watch
me. I'll have those three kids. What?
I'm not getting mom shame.
But you know what? We won't post pictures on Instagram.
I'm kidding.
We're going to Sonic. Get in. Buckle up. But you know what I mean? Like, and I know that down the road, you know, I may not live in Dallas forever. We may whatever. New York, call me. But you know what I mean? I know that at any point I can call you wherever. You may be in LA. I may be in New York. You may be in LA. I may be in Paris. You know? Hello. Bonjour. This is Courtney. But you know, I know
I'm going to have to work on that before you go.
It's fine. I'm working on my bench. Leave me alone. But I know that I can, you know, that you're the type of friends that will be, no matter where we go, will be in my life forever. And I think those are the best kind of friends. The best kind of friends are the friends that you cannot talk to for a year at a time.
And then come back.
Call up, boom, you're right back where you were. So if you find those, I think you just hold on to them.
It's finding that.
It is finding that. And, you know, I was trying to think, like, where my friendships have happened were organically.
Random, right?
They are very random. Very random. Together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The fact that I met you from this current, you know, job that I'm in, that's worth it tenfold, you know? So I think no matter what situation you're in, even if it's a crummy situation or whatever, you know, look for those, like, shining and bright moments. Because sometimes they come in the form of other really great women friends.
And sometimes it just comes in you growing yourself a little bit. The fact that you can survive a toxic conversation or a situation, even if you don't have those groups around you, you survived it on your own, you came out on the other end, and it made you stronger inside. So I do think there's something to be said about trying to find the positivity in every situation, even if there's not another woman there to bring you up. It's hard though. It's a whole lot harder to go through life by yourself than it is.
It really is.
With a support team.
At the end of the day, they invented wine for a reason.
True that.
Let's be honest.
Men don't drink it. It's a women's for us.
If you got great girlfriends to drink it with, great. But you can always drink by yourself. Not that I do that.
Or can we judge her and shame her?
But sometimes I do that.
I feel like kumbaya coming out. This was very...
Next, on the next podcast.
Yeah! But yeah, girl power. We need more girl bosses in this world.
We do, and we got this. We just gotta recruit.
We feel bad about ourselves in life as women.
Yeah.
We don't need to tear each other down, too. Yep. It's like, I got it. I feel really bad about myself.
No, for sure.
I beat you to the punch. I don't need you pointing that out.
I'm so nasty to myself sometimes. Right? Like, I don't need anyone myself.
It's true.
Like, it is. We're so hard on ourselves.
It's true. And it's like whenever you mess up on something or you notice that you did something, trust and believe that I am 1,000 times harder on my action than your words could ever.
Yeah.
Like, I've already thought about it, been there, wrote the book, and decided what I'm gonna do. So, as women, you need to be like, hey, you know what? Let's do this instead, not tear somebody down at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So,
it's hard. I mean, it's a conversation that could go on and on and on. I'm telling you, it's just, it can be tough. And,
well, it's good whenever you can find those, because I'm always very on. 100%. Whenever I'm around people, I have to be like focused, there, talking, telling someone yes, no, and telling them in a really nice way too, you know? So whenever I'm done with my day, because I'm gone from sometimes from the house from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., just depending on what my work day looks like. And when I'm done, I'm done.
Yeah.
I go and I sit. I go have a tea. I go work out.
She drinks a tea. She's so proper.
She's got a sexy voice and she's cool.
And you drink tea.
You have to be. You have to be very transparent in today's world.
And that goes back
to the social media situation. Yeah. Because you have to be very transparent because people can read through it. They will call you out and then that only makes it worse. So, yeah.
And then the cycle begins.
Yeah, and then it's like, there we go.
Transparency is key. Yeah. I'm gonna work on being more open about how I feel.
Please do.
I'm gonna work on just putting my feelings out there and opening my mouth
the
and pleasantries of
Courtney Dehoff. Jay, just keep continuing, folks.
Oh heavens.
Bottle of charm right here in front of us. But she's not wearing a blazer today.
Girl bosses unite. This is from Old Navy.
Hey girl.
I love it.
It's not sponsored by Old Navy.
But it could be. Call us. We love you, Old Navy.
Alex, you are awesome. Thanks for lending your sexy voice to the conversation.
Thanks for being our friend.
Love you guys.
And she keeps us from knocking our heads against the wall.
Oh, she does.
And I can do a lot.
She does.
The sexy voice of reason.
Call me.
The sexy,
we'll have a tea.
The stylish voice of
she'll
reason.
She'll have a tea. I'll have some wine.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Check us out. Facebook, Instagram, Dirty Hair Podcast, and...
Mm-hmm. DirtyHair.co. Because we can't afford .com.
That's right.
Someday. We shop at Old Navy. Give us a break. Call us.